Out with the old and in with the new, looking back on 23 years of service to South African consumers. Rihanna Steyn, former banking ombudsman. Reporting on the 2023 annual report, see full copy on link below, for the Ombudsman of Banking Services, OBS, former banking ombudsman Rihanna Steyn, reflected on the past 23 years of the office's existence. Steyn, who started her journey with the OBS in 2017 as the first woman to hold the position of banking ombudsman in the organization, was recently appointed as the first head of the newly formed National Financial Ombudsman South Africa, NFO. In the year under review, one of our top priorities has been the amalgamation of the four voluntary schemes, ourselves, the long-term insurance ombudsman, credit ombud and short-term insurance ombudsman, into a single new entity, says Steyn. The important work of the banking ombudsman in helping to maintain the health of South Africa's banking system continues to be our driving force. Highlighting a few key statistics, Steyn noted. The formal cases reported, increased by 12% to 8,521 and referrals, now called premature complaints, increased by 11% to 13,373. The total record number of cases opened by the OBS totaled 21,641, an increase on the 2022 figures of 11%. The number of cases closed by the OBS in 2023 increased by 6% from 2022, with a total of R25,735,594, 17 being recovered for consumers in the year under review. Just as impressive is the 26% increase in calls handled by the call center, a vital link in the customer service chain, to 60,030 calls, as opposed to 47,819 in 2022. Additional resources, staff and technology, were employed to deal with the increased workload at every level. The categories of complaints that kept us most busy were current accounts, personal loans, savings accounts, credit cards and home loans, in that order. We continue to identify certain complainants as vulnerable consumers, asterisk of which we had 199 and had numerous successes when we brought these facts to the attention of banks. We will continue to improve, refine and expand this concept. The top five subcategories of vulnerable consumers were age, 65 to 75, 30%, 75-85 to 35%, age 85 plus, 9%. Life event, retrenchment, 9%, death of life partner, spouse 9%. A vulnerable consumer is defined as someone who, due to their personal circumstances, is especially susceptible to detriment, particularly when a firm is not acting with appropriate levels of care. How SA's banks fared. It is pertinent to note that 2023 marked the highest number of complaints ever received by the organization. While complaint statistics provide valuable insights, it's crucial to interpret them within the broader context of each bank's operational landscape and their initiatives in consumer education, specifically, how effectively they inform customers about the Ombudsman for Banking Services and the complaint procedures, Steyn explains. The relatively low number of complaints received by the OBS is indicative of the South African banking sector's commitment to transparency, regulatory compliance, and customer satisfaction. Various factors such as the size of the bank's customer base play a significant role. Larger banks naturally handle more transactions and interact with a broader spectrum of clients, which can result in a higher volume of complaints, simply due to their scale. Similarly, the growth trends within a bank's customer base and the overall volume of daily banking transactions also influence complaint frequencies. In formal cases, the following increases were shown year on year by the banks. FNB had a 15.1% increase in complaints year-on-year, Capitec followed with a 12.4% increase, while Nedbank, despite having the second highest number of complaints, only had a 3.6% increase. The number of ABSA complaints decreased by 8%, while Standard Bank's number of complaints decreased by 5.3%. An indicator of how well banks handle complaints is their conversion rate of premature cases to formal complaints. According to the report, African Bank saw 79% of referrals being converted to formal complaints, followed by Bidvest Bank at 67%, Capitec and Nedbank both at 64% and Time Bank at 63%. FNB converted 37%. The bank with the quickest turnaround time, referring to the number of days it took to close complaints, on average, was FNB at 74 days, while Discovery Bank, who has a lot less cases than some of the bigger banks on average, came in at 89 days. The highest percentage of cases being decided in its favor was Time Bank at 87%, while African Bank had the lowest, 62%, in its favor. It should be noted here that of the banks with the most cases, Capitec did best in this section at 82%, followed by FNB at 77%. In the category of estates and trusts, 49% of cases were resolved in favor of the complainant. Additionally, the highest category of complaints within the current account category, digital banking, saw the highest number of complaints. This underscores that fraud, particularly internet banking fraud, phishing, vishing, and push payment fraud, remains our top category of complaints. In line with the OBS strategic plans, a renewed focus for the communications department in 2023 was to affect communications that went beyond the simple distribution of information regarding the work of the OBS. Consumer education was also ramped up to ensure that consumers felt supported and empowered throughout the complaint resolution process and were aware of their rights. This was achieved by increased marketing, using clear and accessible communication on different channels. Through press releases and newspaper articles, the OBS aimed to simplify rather complex banking procedures, ensuring that the banking public were equipped with the knowledge to exercise their rights effectively. While targeted awareness campaigns, interviews and collaborative outreach initiatives were instrumental in arming thousands of consumers with the necessary tools to identify and hopefully prevent fraudulent activities on their bank accounts, thus contributing to a safer financial environment for all and engendering more trust in financial institutions. Link to full annual report. https://acrobat.adobe.com/id:earn:sc:u:7484f2rr-5742-47b6-a70f-b76a2c121e8. Ends. Author. At Rihanna Stain, Banking Ombudsman Plus posts. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.